for the consequences. You drive, you text, you pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
The flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are the Roar.
To the Mickey Plyler Show. Happy Friday morning. It's almost the weekend. It's almost Masters weekend. Mark Childressen for Mickey Plyler. Go find me on Twitter at ChildressMark. Also, Vive broadband phone lines are open, 654-7627. Hit us up on the HealthDare text line, 986-1566. Mr. John Hight hanging out with me. We've been talking a little bit about the depth chart for the Tigers. I want to talk about wide receiver. I want to talk about offensive line. But let's set the table on a few things in case you missed it, because some of this was breaking news late yesterday. Clemson softball was supposed to have a four-game series at Notre Dame this weekend. That series has been canceled, unfortunately, due to COVID precautions being taken by Notre Dame. So there was supposed to be a four-game series. Clemson 18-4 in the conference, just a couple of games behind Florida State at 12-2. They will be idle now this weekend and will remain at number two and could, I guess, possibly move up to number one in the standings. So number 18 in the coaches' poll, I'd expect that to stay the same or that go up this week for Clemson softball. So no games for Clemson softball this weekend. Some game time changes for Clemson baseball. They'll be hosting Virginia this weekend. Tigers, of course, 8-7 now in the ACC. That's good enough for fourth place in the Atlantic, but they could make up some ground with a really good weekend this weekend. Virginia 6-12 and in sixth place over in the Coastal. So today's game was supposed to start at 6 o'clock. It will now start at 3 o'clock today, and that will be streamed on ACC Network, not on television, just on the streaming side today at 3 o'clock. Tomorrow night's game is supposed to be at 8. It is now at 7, and that will be on the ACC Network. Then Sunday's game remains at 1 o'clock on ESPN2. And, John, you were speculating with me off-air earlier. You think we could still see some movement potentially as some of these games starts based on weather?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I just kind of wait to be told what we're going to do here.
Yeah.
Because it's, you never know with baseball, you never know with weather, and that's one of the joys of this time of year.
Yes, and impacts you since you're running the network more than just about anyone else. It'll be Andrew Abbott for the Cavs. He's 3-4 on the season with a 2.49 ERA. Mac Anglin goes for the Tigers. He's 0-1 with a 3.07 ERA. And it's like this texter is inside my brain. He texts me, does soccer play tonight? They sure do. I was about to mention it. Men's soccer, number 3rd-ranked Clemson, will be in Louisville, Kentucky for its match against the Louisville Cardinals tonight at 7 p.m. It is the final regular season game for both teams. Clemson clinched the Atlantic Division earlier this week. I think it was Syracuse that decided they could not complete their season due to some COVID issues. So that means they did not play their game against Wake Forest this week, which gave Wake no chance of catching Clemson in the Atlantic. It's the second straight division title for the men's soccer team and very high expectations heading into the postseason, which I think either starts middle of next week or next weekend. So plenty of stuff to be excited about the men's soccer program as they play tonight. So I think that catches you up on all of that. Of course, Masters Day 2, Justin Rose has a 4-shot lead. Conditions yesterday were wild, to say the least, and very difficult. We had players chipping around greens and balls rolling into lakes. We had a player that was on the 15th green putting, missed his putt. It rolled all the way down in the pond. Brooks Koepka yesterday was not super excited about the conditions, I guess. Here's a quote from him. It can get pretty dicey out here if you put it in the wrong spot the way that these greens are. Maybe late Sunday afternoon you'll see them this firm. Monday, it kind of looked like what it normally does on a Saturday, late Saturday afternoon or Sunday. There's not a whole lot of grass on a couple of those greens. Koepka wouldn't say it had gone too far, but he also acknowledged there's some rain coming. But I don't think that's going to help the grass grow on these greens, he said. So Koepka a little frosty about some of the playing conditions yesterday. 74.5, one of the higher opening round Masters scoring averages in the last 20-plus years. Something to keep your eye on there as well. And Justin Rose, man, he was 9-under on the last 11 holes in Augusta. I don't care if you're playing a municipal track in your hometown. You go 9-under over the course of 11 holes. But doing it yesterday on a tough scoring day with the greens the way that they were, his ball striking was absolutely incredible, and he was rolling in every single putt that he was looking at yesterday. So it was a good day for him. He has a four-shot lead. He'll tee off fairly early this morning. I believe he goes off a little bit after 9:38. He goes off at 9:36. Brian Harman and Hideki Matsuyama at 3-under. A host of golfers at 2-under, including Webb Simpson and Patrick Reed. Jordan Spieth is in at 1-under. He had a wacky day yesterday, including a triple bogey 7 on the ninth holes. My pick to win this week was Xander Schauffele, and he is tied for 13th at even par. Justin Thomas got in there at +1. I'm expecting big things from Mr. Thomas here on the weekend.
As am I. Need him to turn it around a little bit.
Yep. Should be good stuff there. Okay, we've been talking Clemson football depth chart. We went through all the running backs earlier. So wide receiver, John, I think you're going to have Ross starting in the slot, assuming that he gets his clearance sometime over the next couple of weeks. He's supposed to go up to Pittsburgh, talk to his doctors. I think everyone around the program is anticipating the doctors to give Justin the thumbs up. And the thumbs up means you don't have anything to worry about. Not, hey, this is 50-50, go decide. Thumbs up would mean, sir, you are healthy.
Go play.
Surgery worked. Go play. Having him in the slot, I think, literally changes the dynamic of the entire team.
I think it changes it from several standpoints. One, when talking wide receivers, I just want to assume health across the board.
Yes.
I feel like to have this conversation, we need to assume health across the board.
Yep.
Because I think that if with those, with Ross, Ngata, and Latson, I still believe are your three most talented receivers. At this current point in time, you put Braden Galloway and Davis Allen at tight end, best of luck.
Yep.
After that, Ochoa is really impressing me. I think if he can hone in on the route running a little bit more, become more polished throughout this offseason, take this summer workout and everything very seriously, I think he's someone you have to look out for in camp. And I think both of the Collins are going to find a way to get on the field. I think they're going to be too talented to keep off of the field. I think this is deep of a wide receiver room as we've seen here in a couple years.
Did you even mention E.J. Williams? Because I think E.J. Williams is one of your starters.
That's the problem, yeah.
I think Williams starts over Latson. I do.
Do you?
Yeah, I do, on the field side. I think it's E.J. as the starter.
I would not be
followed by
Latson.
Just based on, I mean, E.J., the last four games of the year last year, was our best, I think, the best wide receiver target for the Tigers. I mean, he really started playing better as it went on, and he's explosive, and Latson's been fighting off those injuries. I mean, again, I don't think there's a drop-off between those two guys at all.
No.
And I'm in agreement. And was one of the coaches, and it might have been Dabo, saying that 5 years from now, you're going to look back at this wide receiver room the way that you look back at the wide receiver room that Taj had, right?
With Nuke, Sammy, Martavis Bryan, Adam Humphries, Jerron Brown.
Yep.
You know, just a loaded group of guys. Yeah, I think you could have this as well with this group here. I'm just very curious to figure out where a guy like Brandon Spector falls into the mix, if there is a spot for him in the mix currently. You know, and then you got Troy Stellato coming here in the summer.
Yeah.
Who I think that has the speed and the athleticism to get on the field this year.
Well, Ross isn't going to be in there every play, so no. I think Spector will get his time.
I think both of will. I think both will play in that slot.
Yep.
Stellato and Spector there behind Justin Ross. I'm still just trying to wrap my head around Justin Ross in the slot. It's a fascinating thing.
Yep.
But I think when you're looking at the pass game for Clemson this year, to me the biggest wild card and the thing I'm most intrigued by is Tony Elliott's presence at the tight end coach.
Thank you. Yes, agree.
Because I think we are going to see an emphasis out of that position we haven't seen. I think that, I mean, it's only going to come natural that the offensive coordinator is going to call plays around his position group. Not taking anything away from other ones, but I think he's going to make sure that there's, you know, routes in there for them, that there's things in there for them.
Yep.
And I expect that not only just from Galloway and Allen, But I think you're going to see Jalen Leigh had a nice spring game. You know, he's a huge target. I think a guy, say Genius, is coming along. I think Brenningstuhl is going to find a way to get on the field some this year. So I think there are more weapons than we have seen here in quite some time in the pass game.
You don't think Don and I were joking in the booth during the spring game on the air saying, look at all these passes to the tight ends. There'll be two targets in the Georgia game.
Right. Everybody will get excited about the tight end, and we'll talk about it. And then there'll be, you know, like two targets of, you know,
Braden Galloway. It'll be the opposite of last year where, like, what was it? 6-10 targets for the tight ends in the Wake Forest game. I mean, we were just throwing it to Braden Galloway all the time, and that was kind of the main, you know, in terms of a number of receptions standpoint, was at the peak last season for that.
So I feel like you do, both in the running back room, obviously there's going to be a drop-off when you lose arguably one of the best running backs in the history of the ACC.
Question for you.
Yeah.
So Mickey and I have floated this out, and I agree with Mickey on this. He came up with it that last year with the ACC's all-time leading rusher in the backfield.
Yes.
Clemson rushed for 153 yards per game. Does that number go up or go down?
That goes up.
And 153 was low compared to previous years.
Yes.
You think it goes up?
Yeah, I do.
I agree. I think you approach the 170s. And that's not a knock on Travis Etienne by any means. I think the offensive line is going to be better this year.
I do too. And again, for whatever reason, I hung up on this concept of you've got Uiagalelei and he can run the football. And is there a power run game element this year to the Tiger offense that we haven't seen? We saw a little bit, I guess, with Deshaun. Didn't feel like we saw it as much with Trevor. But is there a we're going to line that up and smash you element this year? I don't know.
I think it will be to a certain extent. But I don't think you can call 12 games of DJ in a bubble. Like, I think you're going to have to, if that's what is a part of the offense, it's a part of the offense.
Right.
And I think you can limit those numbers, but.
And you can teach him not to put his shoulder down and try to run through a linebacker.
Right. You can teach a 6'6", 250-pound quarterback to slide.
Yes.
You know, if you want to. I personally like to see him run through people, but you don't want to see him get hurt.
No.
That'd be interesting. But I
that's an interesting concept that maybe you aren't as good at running back, but you run more effectively than you did last season. Because
yes.
It was the run game last year was it the worst that it's been in a decade?
I don't know about that, but it's up there. I mean, it was one of the more least productive seasons we've had in a while back there.
It was the first season that I can remember for a long time where I didn't feel like on third and short we were just going to line it up and get it. And that's got to change this year. Mm-hmm. That has to change this year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. For the goals that Clemson has in front of them, I don't know how obtainable they are if you can't do that.
Agreed. All right, so from an offensive line standpoint, and we'll touch on this, and we'll have to hit a break here in a second, and we can continue on it. So let me see if you're in agreement with what I'm thinking.
All right.
Because I think three of these positions are on lock, and one of those is Hunter Rayburn at center. Yes?
Based on what we've heard.
Yep, based on what we've heard, the sophomore. And Ryan Linthicum's been getting a lot of good press as well.
Ask a true freshman to come in and start at center, I think it's just, that's a lot to ask of a young man.
Yep. And a texter says, DJ played baseball. He can slide. That's a really good point.
That's true.
That's a really good point. So I loved how they did this. I always like to think that coaches, you know, wring their hands and spend weeks in, you know, rooms talking about positions for players. And Jordan McFadden came out like a week ago when he was in front of the press and he was like, yeah, the coaches just said, why don't you go over to the left side today and we'll just see what happens.
Right.
And then suddenly now he's the starting left tackle, mm-hmm. Jordan McFadden. And I know they put a little more thought into it than that, but it was funny the way he presented it. So you get McFadden going over to the left tackle and that puts Walker Parks at right tackle. I think those are locked as well. Agreed?
I think they're locked as your two starting tackles. I'm still not 100% convinced that it's going to be left for McFadden, right for Parks. I still think there's a chance for it to go both the other way. I think you're going to find a way to put the five best you can on the field. I think right now those are your two best tackles. And I wouldn't be shocked if that's the way. I don't know, Parks has more of the left tackle build.
Agreed.
But that doesn't mean anything.
Yep. Okay, so we're in agreement on those three. And we can start breaking down the guards here after the break, because and some of the backups, and I think they are going to go a little bit deeper. And a texter is jumping in here saying Linthicum's not ready to contribute yet, that Walt had specifically asked him about it. But it's center. But I thought he looked okay in the spring game.
I did as well. And you're probably going up against tougher competition in that game than you will in those games.
Was it who got him? Was it Brissy that got him in the first quarter where he just literally came and shoved him?
Yeah.
Shoved him on his backside.
I would assume if you're going to throw that out there that it was Brian Brissy.
Yes, it was early in the game and it was
old high school teammates just having some fun.
Yeah, I'm going off sides here and I'm going to make you pay for it and just knock you on your keister in front of what 18,000 people. I thought that was interesting. All right, we'll go a little bit deeper into the guards and some of the backups coming up. And again, phone lines are open. Hey, I know it's early. I have no idea. What's the earliest you guys get calls at this time slot in the morning?
6:20.
Really? Wow. Okay.
Come on, people. Let's go. 654 Roar.
Jumping in and giving us a call on the Vive broadband phone line, 654-7627. Those will be open up next segment as well. Mark Childress here filling in for Mickey Plyler all morning. This is the Mickey Plyler Show.
Hey, guys, are you tired of being overweight, tired, and gun-shy when the lights go out? If the answer is yes, you need to come see us today at Low Country Male. Testosterone replacement plans start at $200 a month and include labs, testosterone, medication, and doctor visits. Ask us about our new combination peptide weight loss protocol that burns fat and eliminates cravings. We can get the fat off, get your energy up, and make you perform when it counts. LowCountryMale.com. Offices in Greenville, Charleston, Mount Pleasant, and Charlotte. 850-801-MALE.
Are you transitioning your little one to a big kid bed? Local mattress manufacturer Engineered Sleep now offers a mattress design specifically for the kids. Engineered Sleep makes mattress shopping easy whether you're online or in their showroom. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, comes with a 60-night sleep trial, and is set up for free. Buy local and direct from the manufacturer. Visit engineeredsleep.com for more info. Make sure your little one sleeps like a lamb and rises like a tiger. Ride today in a George Coleman Ford Ranger Super Crew 4x4. It's an SDX special edition with power equipment and Ford Pass Connect. $37,395 before discounts. Only $33,999 plus tax and tag at George Coleman Ford, where we never charge hidden fees and where Rangers cost less than Travelers Rest. See the 2021 Ranger today at George Coleman Ford. Top rated in sales service and collision repairs. Price includes $1,750 factory rebate.
Lowe's Spring Fest is here. We've got $10 off gallon cans or $40 off 5-gallon pails on select interior and exterior paints, stains, and coatings. And appliance special values plus free local delivery on appliances $3.96 or more in-store and online. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Offers valid through 4/14. Actual paint sizes are 116 to 640 fluid ounces. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for rebate terms and conditions. For appliances, restrictions and additional fees may apply. See Lowe's.com or store for details. U.S. only.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live? While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Here at My Garage by Essex, we perform minor to major repairs on your European, Asian, and domestic vehicles. We make sure to treat our customers' vehicles as if they are our own, because that is how it should be. We stay up to date on the latest technology and equipment. Rest assured that when you drop off your vehicle, My Garage will make sure everything is done to get you out and on the road again with care. Visit My Garage on 551 Old Greenville Highway or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is head coach Dabo Swinney, and I'm excited to let you know it is time to reserve your 2021 Clemson football season tickets and come back home to Clemson. For details and more information, please visit clemsontigers.com/football tickets. The season ticket request deadline is April 30th, so be sure and act soon so you can see our Tigers in the Valley this fall. Come back home to Clemson and go Tigers.
All sports, all the time, from the Roar, 105.5 in Greenville and Anderson, 97.5 and AM 1560 in Spartanburg.
To the Mickey Plyler Show, Mark Childress in for Mr. Plyler, who gets a much-deserved day off. I think he's headed to a wedding, is what John said. So, Mickey, if you're listening, safe travels to you and your sir. Vive Broadband phone lines will be open this segment, 654-7627. We have been talking about the depth chart for the Clemson Tigers football team, breaking down the running backs, quarterback, wide receivers, tight ends. We've been talking a little bit about offensive line. I meant to ask you this earlier, John. CJ Spiller, obviously, in the running back room. We talked about the challenge he's going to have keeping everybody tied in and interested. I think that he could have a big impact on the return game as well, which is something to me that's honestly been missing from this Tiger team for a while. And, theory or whatever you want to call it, the Clemson offense has been so efficient over the years. Clemson hasn't really needed the return game. Why take the risk potentially of getting players hurt, weird things happening, turnovers and things like that? But it will be interesting to me, and I know he's not the special teams coach, but will CJ Spiller, curious you think, will he have an impact on the return game?
Yes.
Because we haven't seen kick and punt returns be a part of this offense in quite a while.
Well, one thing we do have to remember is that the rules have changed.
Right.
That where the ball is placed, where it's kicked from, the fair catch rule, that a lot of those things are different than when CJ Spiller played here. And that's something that I have to remind myself of on a regular basis during games.
Mm-hmm.
But with that being said, the way I understand the special teams duties at Clemson is you have the coordinator, yes, but everybody has a role. Every coach has a role to play. They each are assigned to a certain special teams unit.
Yes.
And so I would be shocked if CJ Spiller was not involved with the return game in some capacity. And I think he has as much knowledge as anybody. You know, maybe if he wants to bring on an intern, an associate, and Jacoby Ford, and the two of them can be back there together.
Oh, I see where you're going.
Just throwing a ball there for my guy, see what will happen there. But no, yep. I think if there's anybody you can ask about it, it's him.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we also have to acknowledge that we may never see a return specialist like him ever again because of how different the rules are now.
I'm in agreement, and I think that's fair. It's almost felt to me that it's been an unintentional. The lack of focus on it has been intentional over the past few years because the offense has been so dominant. Why risk injury? Why risk turnover?
Right.
Let's just do a fair catch on the punts. Maybe we return one kick a game or something like that. But it doesn't seem to be a part of the master plan. Whereas back then, I felt like that was almost the most important.
Yeah.
CJ in space.
Yeah,
let's make this happen.
CJ can't get it past the 40. I don't know if we're going to get it past the 40. So I think it's just a very different era, different time. But, yeah, I mean, over the last couple of years, what's the worst-case scenario of a fair catch? Oh, no, Trevor and Travis get it at the 25, and they're known to go 75 yards. So I think it's just a very different era of football.
I completely agree with you. All right, let's go to the Vive broadband phone lines. Again, 654-7627 if you want to get in. We've got Knowles fan joining us this morning. Knowles fan, how's your Friday going?
It's going great, actually. Got a little tea time about 8:36 this morning.
Ooh.
So I don't think life gets any better than this, does it?
No, it does not, man. Hit them well today.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And Florida State football tomorrow. I'm a little worried about the rain. Think it's going to get might get rained out. I'm hoping it don't. Got a lot of surprise visitors there going down there, going to the spring game. I guess they're unofficial because you can't have official visitors right now. But a big recruiting list that's going to Florida State to watch that spring game tomorrow. But my biggest thought is, I just want to get y'all's thoughts, I guess I should say. Mackenzie Milton, what would you like to see out of him? I believe it would be the first time he's been on the football field in almost 2 years. From everything I'm hearing in practice, he's moving around well. He's throwing well. He's getting the system down. I mean, I know it's a lot different when you go live, and it's not going to be live during the spring game, but just what do y'all want to see out of Mackenzie Milton moving forward or tomorrow that would give you hope for Florida State football and for Mackenzie Milton, more importantly, just to be able to play football?
Yeah, well, first of all, what an awesome story. And you've got to love Mackenzie Milton and the comeback element and being on there. I don't know how excited I would be for him to be awesome for Florida State. That's just me personally. But, yeah, I think there's a lot of upside there, Knowles fan, and there's a lot to be excited about as you are rebuilding things down in Tallahassee, getting a really good season out of Milton. He's only got the 1 year, right? This is just – he doesn't have two, correct? This is just his only year of eligibility, correct? Is that right?
I'm not 100% on that. I know he's been out, though, so he's had a medical redshirt year, and then I don't know about the COVID year last year because he didn't play, so I don't know how that affects everything.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of impact it has on it, but I think there's a lot of upside there, and there should be a lot to be excited about. What do you think?
I'm excited. I actually hope it kind of pushes Jordan Travis, too. I'd still like to see a little bit of Jordan Travis. I know he's not that most excellent thrower, but I think he gives you a little bit of playmaker on the field when he's that quarterback, because you just never know. And he's quick and he can move and he can throw the ball somewhat, but he's not an excellent throw. He's not a good throw. He's not a quarterback you want at Florida State, but you still want to see him get on the field and make plays for you because he makes big plays happen. But I got a lot of questions at receiver. I mean, you don't have a Terry anymore who didn't play well last year, but you're starting fresh. I think your oldest guy on that team is Helton, Kayshawn Helton, and he got hurt and came back last year and wasn't 100% really last year. They say he's moving well this year. I think he's out of the brace actually this year. So I'll be interested to see how that goes. But I want to see the running backs too. You got Joshua Corbin coming back, but you really don't have anybody behind him that's established. Webb left last year. He had a decent year. He transferred in, but then transferred back out last year or at the end of this season. So, I mean, it's just open game for Florida State, I think. I mean, tight ends open, receivers open, running backs open. So it's just exciting to see. I believe you had 8 transfers come in, a few of them on defense, which I'm excited to see. I'm excited to see Jermaine Johnson at defensive end. I think he's going to give us a little bit of pass rush that we've been missing. And, you got the receiver coming. I believe he's coming from Kansas in the summer, so he's not there. He's not going to be there tomorrow, but I believe he'll help make a little impact too when he comes in for next year. But
what's your expectation? Overall, what do you think you guys will finish in the Atlantic this year?
I'm not ready to make that call. I want to see how these practices go. Yeah, I want to see how these practices go and see who's going to be the guy and see who steps up. But I think we can win, at least 5 games, I'm thinking, and that's sad as a Florida State fan to say, 5 games, but I mean, that's kind of years we've been having, man. I just don't know right now. I think the offensive line's going to be better, but the defense has to play better, and you have to be able to move the ball. So that's the keys. I think we're still rebuilding, but I think the transfers coming in help, and I really just – I hope if we get a good quarterback there, I hope that just puts the pieces together for us to at least be competitive in a lot of these games and start winning some games that we should win. I mean, you turn around, you beat North Carolina last year and then turn around and lose a bunch of games. I mean, that's just – it was nice to see Coach Norvell get a big win, but at the same time, you want to see more consistency, you know, and I guess that's what you got to look for going forward as a Florida State fan, more consistency, more discipline, and just getting back to old school Florida State football. But anyway, thank y'all for letting me get in. Just want to talk a little bit about the spring game, get y'all's thoughts on Milton, and go moving forward. But anyway, go Noles. Look forward to the season.
Yeah, thanks, Noles fan. And again, hit him well this morning. We do have a texter getting in saying Milton has 2 years left. So he only played 3 years. He gets a medical year and a COVID year, which would be good for him, obviously. And I look at Florida State's 2021 schedule. You open with Notre Dame. You close with Florida. You have Clemson on that schedule. You have North Carolina on that schedule. You have Miami on that schedule. That's not the easiest road when you look at those five games. You're not going to be favored in any of those five games. So if you want to get to that 5-6 win mark that you're talking about, you're almost going to have to run the table in the rest of the games or find a way to pull a pretty big upset on one of those. So that will be interesting to keep your eye on and to be able to figure out, and just you chase it. So can FSU start the climb north again in the division? Will be interesting to watch. All right, again, Vive broadband phone lines remain open, 654-7627. We've got Dave from Simpsonville jumping in with us. Dave, what is up?
Hey, good morning, Mark. Appreciate you sitting in today. Hope you're having a good day.
This is early for me. I set my alarm at 4:29 this morning because I do not live very close to the studio, but it's worth it, man, to be down here. So thanks for the good word.
Yeah, you know, 4 o'clock is just way too early. When it's still dark out when you get up, you know you got a long day ahead.
Yes,
it's
you do.
Nap time, I think.
Yeah, I can get the pre-masters nap is something John talked about earlier. That might be on the docket for me today. So we shall see.
There you go. Well, good luck with that. Hey, you know, talking about the quarterback room at Clemson, and it may have been this show or it may have been Kwok and Kelly's, that the buzz off of the spring game is how DJ has not shown to be elite. Okay, now these are what I heard on the show, so these are not my words, but how he has not shown to be elite, and you know, there it's almost mentioned with question in the void about, you know, the quarterback room. If he goes down, what's ahead of us? What do we have to fall back on? And you know, I went back, and even with Taj, you look at Deshaun, and then you look with Trevor. We've never had question about the quarterbacks at all because these guys, one, seem to be indestructible, especially after Deshaun's ACL repair. You know, it just almost seemed like he was indestructible. And then Trevor was very healthy, fortunate enough to go through his 3 years without any kind of major injury, with the exception of COVID. So we know that if DJ goes down, we've got major question marks. So what do you see from a transfer portal? Because I know with the guys that we've recruited, Major League Baseball may even pluck them out before they get a chance to come on campus. Is there any word about any quarterback that could transfer in that would be not just a serviceable backup, but somebody that can really step in there and we feel comfortable that, you know, if DJ were to go down for any time, that he's still going to be able to lead the show? And I've heard that there's a guy out of Miami that Clemson is looking at, and could you guys confirm that, yes or no? And I'll take it all off the air. You guys have a wonderful day.
All right, get after it, Dave. Have a good Friday. So there's a lot of questions there and a lot of things to unpack. If you do look at the backup quarterback situation over the course of the last 8 or 9 years, last year was the best backup quarterback that we've ever had, and that was DJ. And he had to play last year because of COVID and came in and was fantastic. I mean, was absolutely unbelievable. So it's not like we've been sitting on two or three ready-made starters in the quarterback room for the last decade, and then suddenly we do not have that. I've heard both sides of the coin on the two freshmen that are coming in. I'm hearing man, we got a big problem and we might lose one or both of them to the Major League Baseball draft. And I've heard people that are very close to the program say that they're very confident that both of those players will be on campus. But having a true freshman that can come in and contribute, I know he gets spoiled when we've had three quarterbacks in a row who could do that as a true freshman, but that is still, you know, the exception rather than the rule. So will you be able to lean on those guys or not? I do not know. John, I haven't heard anything, you know, who the starter or who this transfer portal quarterback is. I know there's two down in Miami. I don't know how excited I would be about either one of those guys. I have not heard any kind of confirmation on who it is.
I would be the opposite of excited if it was Tate Martell.
Yes.
Tathan Martell.
And we will call him Tathan if he were to come here. But yeah, and again, transfer quarterbacks aren't looking to come in and sit. I would agree with that also, unless it's something that you just want to be around the program. I mean, I think in Vandervoort's article, he said that it was a quarterback that had graduated and either has 1 year left or maybe, you know, do you want to do one last ride? Hey, I'm not good enough to go pro, but I'll go sit with the Clemson program for a year and soak it all in and do something like that. I mean, there's a lot of upside to being around the program that aren't necessarily tied to how much playing time that you have or whether or not you have NFL aspirations or not. So it's going to be interesting to watch. Are we going to break the seal on the transfer portal? I mean, this would be, you've got an excuse to do it now. You do. And Dabo's pretty much the only holdout, right? Is there any other school in the country that's basically saying we're not interested in dabbling in the,
portal? Off the top of my head, no. But that doesn't mean that there's not programs out there. I just can't think of any currently. It would be interesting. But I mean, I've got up here lit the top uncommitted transfer quarterbacks in the portal. It ain't a great list.
Is Jake Bentley on that list?
Jake Bentley, no, he is at the University of South Alabama.
Is he?
Yes.
I didn't even know that.
Yes, so right after the season ended last year, he transferred to University of South Alabama.
If you transfer, can you then turn around and transfer again? If he were at South Alabama, could he say, hey, I'm headed to Clemson now?
Sure.
As long as you haven't started your eligibility?
I mean, this day and age.
What would the reaction of Clemson Nation be if Jake Bentley came into the quarterback room? It would be bad. That's not going to happen.
No, I will say, though, we're not that much better than Jake Bentley, if any better at all.
In the quarterback backup situation.
No, I just mean as an overall thing. I don't know if we're that much better than Jake Bentley.
No, oh, yeah, exactly.
Any better at all.
Never again. Man, people are blowing up the text line now with all kind of rumors. It's a former West Virginia quarterback. Guys, if I knew, I'd tell you. I haven't heard anything other than speculation and rumor. Something fun to talk about, I guess.
I'm sure we will be talking about from now until September.
A player potentially transferring in that has very little chance to play, and it can consume our lives as we figure it all out. So we will do that. All right, hey, we've been talking about the depth chart, and we will do that a little bit more. We've been breaking down the offensive line. We had a few callers. We'll definitely do that in the next segment, and you can jump in on the phone lines as well, 654-7627, if you like. Mark Childress filling in for Mickey Plyler today. This is the Mickey Plyler Show.
Book your next party at Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Carson staff is continuing to take all COVID-19 precautions to keep you safe. Double fried chicken wings, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and ribeye sandwiches, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400, Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson.
Spring is here and summer isn't far off. Nobody wants to see that soft dad bod at the beach or the pool. Come on in to Low Country Mail today and we'll get that weight off, get your energy up, get your game back in the bedroom. Our plans are $200 a month and include testosterone, doctor visits, and labs. Ask us about our new combination peptide weight loss protocol that burns fat and eliminates cravings. Worried about thinning hair? We got you covered with PRP hair restoration. LowCountryMail.com. Offices in Greenville, Charlotte, Mount Pleasant, and North Charleston. 850-801-MAIL.
Get two pork chop grillers for just $5. Only at Bojangles. It's Bo time.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement, or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One. Trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
At Ingalls, we've been your neighbor since 1963, and we've been through a lot together. We're here. We've been here. And we're not going anywhere. Ingalls, we're with you every step of the way.
This week at Ingalls, select sizes and varieties Folgers large can or K-cup coffee, $5.98 each. Select varieties 5 to 8 ounce Sargento shredded cheese, 2 for $4. And select 64 ounce Ocean Spray juice, 2 for $4. Ingalls, low prices, love the savings.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
This weekend, the Clemson Tigers return to Doug Kingsmore Stadium to take on the University of Virginia. The Cavaliers are always a tough out in ACC play, and the Tigers are hoping to get a big series win at home. Each broadcast begins 30 minutes prior to first pitch. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch Clemson baseball all season long right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are the Roar.
Where can you get good neighbor service and surprisingly great insurance rates? At State Farm. Because State Farm agents are the one-stop shop for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop looking around. Call State Farm agent Gene Dukes in Oconee County at 638-1052. Philip Price in Pickens and Greenville counties at 859-5741. And Parker Smith in Anderson County, 224-3789. For surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Hartwell Village is the ultimate one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca, with retailers including Aldi, Petco, Marshalls, Michaels, Ulta, Rack Room Shoes, and Five Below. Also, new favorites like Aloha Nails and Spa, Five Guys Burgers and Fries, Great Cliffs, Tipsy Taco, Whimsy Cookie, Mr. Knickerbocker, AFC Urgent Care, and Buff City Soaps. With stores for everyone and stocked with anything you need, Hartwell Village wishes our Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic year. Go Tigers!
More live local sports than cars on Clemson Boulevard. You're listening to The Roar.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone.
Welcome back into the Mickey Plyler Show. Mark Childress sitting in for Mickey Plyler here on this Friday. It's Masters weekend. Braves playing tonight. Let's go. Clemson baseball also playing, but not tonight. In case you haven't heard, the game today has been moved from 6 p.m. until 3 p.m. That means network coverage right here on the Roar will begin at 2:30. Don Munson on the mic for the game. Mac Englund, the scheduled starter for the Tigers. Tigers 8-7 in the ACC. Virginia 6-12. Need to win this series this weekend. And man, if you could get a sweep, get a little momentum going, let's go. Clemson baseball. If you have not heard, Clemson softball's four-game series with Notre Dame postponed this weekend due to some COVID-related issues at Notre Dame. Clemson men's soccer, number 3 in the country, playing at Louisville tonight to wrap up their regular season. Let me tell you about our friends at Grainger Nissan. They have the most Nissans in the upstate. Almost 400 new Nissans are currently available to choose from, and over 75 of those are trucks. Nissan, of course, always has America's best truck warranty, 5 years, 100,000 miles, bumper-to-bumper, lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles as well. It's not that long of a drive to Granger Nissan of Anderson, and it is worth checking out if you are looking for a new vehicle. Just about 25 miles from Greenville, 30 miles from Malden, just 15 miles from Clemson, 20 miles from Seneca. It's very easy to get there, and they are very friendly folks over there at Granger Nissan. You will have a fantastic experience if you check out our friends at Granger Nissan. We're continuing to talk about the depth chart at Clemson, which has led us into transfer portal speculation about the quarterback situation for the Tigers. And we got this text. I have to read it. Jake Bentley is a quarterback for Clemson, might be pretty good. He threw a lot of passes to the Tigers over the years. Well done, Tiger Brian. He did.
And he's not wrong.
No, he's not.
I mean, that touchdown he threw to Ryan Carter was one of the best throws he ever threw.
Oh, beautiful.
It was on a dime. It was right there.
Hit him right out in the flat. Just walked it into the end zone.
Walked right in.
Yeah, it can't get any easier than that. And, John, you asked me an interesting question at the break, and it's a good one. I mean, a lot of people are really clamoring for a backup for DJ Uiagalelei after Tyson Pumichon has gone down and appears he'll miss the entire season with an Achilles injury. You asked a good question. Who are you going to get? Who are you going to get?
I'm all for the transfer conversation. For those of you who are...
But who?
You can go to 247sports.com. You can search the entirety of the transfer portal.
Mm-hmm.
You can search whether they're committed or uncommitted, and you can do it by position.
Mm-hmm.
So all the available quarterbacks that are in the portal, anybody can access it. So my question is, and I'm all for, I have no issues with bringing somebody in if it is a position of need, if it is a depth issue. I'm all for it. But by just saying, we need to go get a transfer, okay, well, who? Because as I come through, you know, and they have their high school rankings on here, so the four guys that were forced, or the six guys that were four-star quarterbacks in high school that are currently in the portal.
Read them to me.
Nicosi Perry from Miami. Mm. You don't want him.
I don't think so.
I don't want him. Joe Milton from Michigan, who you're not, he got benched at Michigan. He's not coming here to be the backup if he's leaving Michigan because he's no longer the starter.
You wouldn't think so.
You wouldn't think so. Tathan Martell, who the only person that's pining for him is Brad Sinkoff, but you can unload those questions to him. And Nani Anzadeh, because Brad and Ben are back on air. Brad Sinkoff, huge Tathan Martell guy.
He'll have the callers stacked in.
Absolutely.
For Martell.
But after that,
it's
Chris Robinson, who started at Florida Atlantic but was kicked out of Oklahoma.
Yeah,
that doesn't sound like it would be a fit.
Nope.
Austin Kendall, who was a four-star quarterback who went to Oklahoma. And then when Kyler Murray came in, he went to West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And wasn't able to secure the starting job there, so he is in the portal again. He was a four-star, but he's looking for his third school.
All right,
take that for what you want. And then there's one more, Grant Tisdale, who's a four-star from Texas, who's been at Ole Miss but has never really played.
Yep.
Those are the four-star quarterbacks from high school that are currently in the transfer portal. There's a bunch of three-stars and a bunch of guys that I've never heard of. But those are the six four-stars from high school that are currently in the transfer portal that do not have a home.
All right, so the Health There text line, that's 986-1566. A couple people saying, why not Hunter Johnson? Why not bring him back?
Because Hunter Johnson is currently enrolled at Northwestern University.
Correct. He's not even in the transfer portal right now. He would have to into the portal.
That is correct.
Before we could even talk to him.
Exactly.
For a reason.
Exactly.
We'd all like to think that everyone would love Clemson, and Clemson's not for everybody necessarily. Who knows if Hunter wants to come back? He's battling for a job. A couple of other comments on here from the 864 quarterback, and you said this exact thing to me at the break. Quarterback transfer portal, kind of a waste of time. There's not anyone in the portal worth bringing in, and no one coming in to just be a designated backup. If DJ goes down, you're probably not winning a title anyway. And there's probably a little bit of truth to that.
Most places across the country, if you lose your five-star top-notch quarterback, you're not going to have the season that you would have had with them healthy.
Only at Clemson last season was that not the case, where they lost Trevor for a game and you bring in Uiagalelei.
And the argument a lot of people say is, well, Ohio State did it with their third-string quarterback. Well, yes, but that was before the invention of the transfer portal.
Yep.
Odds are at that point in time, Cardale Jones wouldn't have been there.
No.
he would have been out the door.
Cardale Jones. I forgot that guy walked the earth with us.
But, you know, I mean, if he would have been third after Braxton Miller and then JT Barrett and then him,
yep,
he wouldn't have stuck around, so they would not have had that opportunity. If the way the landscape is was, you know, there just a few years ago.
A couple of good points here. This one from Cody in Peeville. I don't know where that is, but
Powdersville, I believe.
Powdersville, geez. Again, it's early for me, so cut me a little bit of slack. It's also about practice and having arms. It's not just about having a serviceable backup. Currently, we have our punter having to take snaps in practice to have an extra arm. A decent point there, but you've got two freshmen that are coming in, hopefully. Now, if they're not coming in, I think that does change the dynamic a little bit, and then you need bodies. But you should have QB number 3 and QB number 4 walking onto campus here.
I agree.
This summer.
You don't want Hunter Helms running the scout team as well as being the backup quarterback.
Agreed. Absolutely on that. And again, show some love to Hunter Helms. He ain't bad. We've shown some love in this show. We like Hunter Helms.
That's part of the thing, too. Why I want nothing to do with any of these 4-stars, because I don't think any one of those guys is better than Hunter Helms currently.
I would argue that, especially for the first 3.5 quarters of the spring game, that Hunter Helms looked better than Pumachon looked during the game. I felt that way. Now, Tyson had that great last drive of the game and really got things together late, and I thought that that was good, but it'll be interesting. Another texter jumping in, stacked quarterback rooms are a thing of the past. That's exactly what John was just saying. It's exactly what he was just saying. You're not going to have Cardale Jones hanging out ready to take the helm. So, again, this is if whoever our backup quarterback is plays meaningful minutes this season, it's going to be a challenge for the Tigers, just like it would be a challenge to just about every single Power 5 football team in the country. If you lose your guy, yeah, figuring out a way to win without him is going to be tough.
Take it up to the NFL.
Yeah. Same there, of course.
You lose your starting quarterback. Well, that's it anyways. You know, you're not accomplishing those goals without your starter.
Unless you're Washington and you have Taylor Heineke on the bench.
We'll get to that.
Yeah. No, we will. Hey, another thing we need to get to before we head into the final hour of the show. We've been breaking down the different position groups for the Tigers on the offensive side of the ball. We've been talking about the offensive line. We mentioned Hunter Rayburn, starting center. We feel very confident that Walker Parks and Jordan McFadden will be the left and right tackles. John thinks they might switch potentially again before the season begins. But when you go to guard, John, it's Putnam and Bockhorst, right?
I believe so, yes. And I think Paul Chio is your third guard right now.
I would agree. And you've got Mason Trotter in there as well. And then you've got Tate and Mays, I guess, as the backups at the tackle position.
Tate, after the way Dabo talked about him and the way he played on Saturday, Marcus Tate he's going to play some football. And you got to think that 5-star Tristan Lee, when he gets here as well this summer, you would assume someone who's that highly talented should be able to contribute in that second team role as well.
So just like we're talking about the backup quarterback, it's almost more intriguing to me to talk about the backups on the offensive line and what the upside might be on some of these guys, especially all the love that Marcus Tate got at tackle. So goes, you know, as the offensive line goes this season, so goes the Clemson offense, I think. And you feel like the offensive line will be better this year than last year? I do.
I do. Mm-hmm. I think that last year, you know, a guy like Will Putnam probably need another year to get ready. Probably need another year of coaching and practicing, but was thrust into a starting role. I think last year in the long term will be beneficial to him. I think Matt Bockhorst will improve. And I thought Cade Stewart, now he did improve down the stretch of the season last year, but I still think that throughout the course of the season, we will see an upgrade at the center position as well with Hunter Rayburn. And those tackles, getting another year of experience, is Jordan McFadden's real first year of starting.
Yeah.
So I think there's just a lot of reps that had to be had, and I think that'll be, you know, good in the long run.
And staying injury-free for the season, I think, on the offensive line is important. So we've got an embarrassment of talent on the offensive side of the ball, just literally almost at every position. So we talked about the skill positions much earlier. If you guys missed it, you can go back and catch it on the podcast. But should be some good stuff across the board. All right, coming up in the final hour of the show, we've got Morgan Thomas joining us at 8:20 this morning. Morgan's been doing a bunch of videos, part of the Morgan Thomas Show, on potential recruits coming in the next recruiting class for Clemson. And he's an expert on a couple of these guys, and I thought it would be fun to have him on here for a few minutes and chat through that. We'll also talk a little bit about the defensive side of the ball for the Tigers, and we'll take your calls. The Vibe broadband phone lines are open, 654-7627, the best way to get in. The text line's been hot this morning on this backup quarterback situation. 986-1566, of course, for the Health Dare text line. It's an easy way to come in and get a hold of us. I've also got some trivia. What would Mark Childress' guest appearance be if I didn't have some trivia for Mr. John Height that we'll get to in the final hour as well? So there'll be plenty of stuff to knock out when we get back after the break. Mark Childress filling in for Mickey Plyler. This is the Mickey Plyler.